Good afternoon. Not as much fun today, but you know, you look at the tape, you see the good, you see the bad, you obviously spend more time thinking about the bad than you do the good. But the only thing I'll say to you in getting started is 17-6, ball's first and 10 at the plus 27. Quarterback makes an excellent check. We get a full effort out of the runner. He gains 11 yards, but he gets stripped. Ball comes out. That play and the next four offensive plays are three turnovers. And there's a team that goes into the game plus 14 against a team that was minus 5. But it's an indication of how we played. We didn't play well enough to win. You know, the game started out in a bizarre fashion, if you will. I chose, obviously, to have the ball in the second half. I deferred for a bunch of reasons, one of which was I wanted the ball in the second half. They were a team, we were plus 52 of our opposition in the second half, and they were a team, with the exception of one game, that did not score a lot of points in the second half. The wind was a factor, especially kicking toward the tunnel that we came out of, and I felt like we would drive the ball out. We didn't do that. I didn't want to have to defend against those returners as little as I could. They did return that ball. So anyway, we got the ball in the second half the way we wanted it. And we had opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them. The game started out, as I said, in a bizarre fashion with a breakdown in coverage, an error in coverage. They got an easy touchdown. Then the fiasco with the punt return, where we kick a ball 61 yards out of bounds. It's a great punt. The gunner goes out of bounds, determined by the official of his own volition. So the penalty is there. The next punt's down the middle of the field. We miss two tackles. We don't get ourselves in position. And so the change in that was they would have had the ball at the minus 14. Instead, they had it at the plus 11. And that's kind of the way the game went. I thought if we scored a touchdown before the half and went in 17-10, we could have righted the ship. We could have got it right. We end up field goal in that situation as well, which was discouraging. But nevertheless, coming out at the half, we felt we've got the ball. Let's go. We always felt like we could do better with our kickoff return team, because we had seen a great example the week before. Denver had run a kickoff back 105 yards. We thought we could do the same. That didn't happen. We got a little more out of punt return than we have had in the past. He did a good job with that. But the turnover situation, the failure to score, the easy touchdowns. They had the ball first and 10 at our 11, our 12, and our 16. And on each of those occasions, it took them third down before they scored, but they scored each time on third down. We didn't stop them on third down at all. And they had a high percentage on third down. Our third down percentage was a little bit better, but it wasn't great. And our first downs, we did have 21 first downs, which at least got us a little bit more of the opportunity to play call. So very, very disappointing loss. However, you have to look at the objectives now this week. I can't do much about yesterday, but what we can do is we'll have our coaches in this afternoon. Once we take care of the business at hand, the coaches will be started on our research, on studying ourselves. We call it a worst to best. We'll look at that. We'll look at ourselves. We'll self-scout. Then we'll go on to looking at some of the teams that are very good in the league in those particular situations. We have a big medical day today with our players. Today and tomorrow they'll be visiting the hospital and getting the MRIs and whatever. And the whole goal right now will be to rest and to have people healthy so that we can come back and be prepared to practice fully on next week when we prepare for the Packers. Questions?
Tom,
good.
I wasn't